Citizens gathered this morning in front of the Los Angeles Police Department headquarters to express their anger of the recent detainment of Django Unchained actress Danielle Watts after she refused to show her identification to an LAPD officer. Watts, an African-American actress, was detained for indecent exposure when spotted having sex in a car with her Caucasian boyfriend. Many Los Angeles residents who identify themselves as members of a minority group feel that the arrest carried racial undertones. When asked about his experiences with the LAPD, Reverend Jonathan Mosley says,
"As a black man driving, I have seen LAPD officers make U-turns, come behind my vehicle. I'm not a teenager. I don't wear hip-hop gear. Not that that would make any difference, but the fact that I am an older gentleman, as it can clearly be seen, and it's insulting."
Cynthia Brumfield, mother of two, says that the arrest of Danielle Watts makes her infuriated and scared at the same time.
Every time your child leaves out of the house, or, you know, now that they're grown, you know, you're constantly checking on them to see how they're doing. There are so many elements that are out there that are impacting young black males, whether it's gangs or police, or just any psychotic that's on the street.
Activist Najee Ali spoke out today on the issue of race in L.A.
"It's important that we come together collectively, ensure our unity, and stamp out racial profiling. And that's why it's very important that our message was heard today by the chief and law enforcement officials throughout the city of Los Angeles."
Factors like celebrity status in the case of Natalie Watts appear to play no relevance in racial profiling, and many minorities continue to battle this issue.
"Racism exists throughout the country. I mean, it's still, regardless of, we've made some great strides. I mean, we have the first African-American president, first attorney general, African-American attorney general. We've come a long way. But the reality is racism still exists throughout the world."